As diplomats met in New York on Friday to prepare for an international conference in June, aimed at advancing global efforts towards achieving a two-state solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict, Pakistan called for addressing the root cause, Israel's prolonged occupation. "Only by ending the occupation can we secure a just and lasting peace," Ambassador Azim Iftikhar Ahmad, permanent representative of Pakistan to the UN, told the preparatory session that brought together UN member states to align expectations and finalize arrangements for 8 thematic roundtables that will help shape the conference's outcome. "This conference is both timely and essential," he said, pointing out that Palestinian people's continued suffering, the unfolding humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and the systematic erosion of the two-state solution through illegal settlements and unilateral measures by the occupying power, demand a resolute international response. The conference will take place at the UN headquarters in New York from June 17 to 20. It stems from a resolution approved last December by the UN General Assembly and will be co-chaired by Saudi Arabia and France. UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang urged countries to seize the crucial opportunity to finally make progress. "The horrors we have witnessed in Gaza for over 19 months should spur us to urgent action to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The devastating cycles of death, destruction, and displacement cannot be allowed to continue," he said. "This conflict cannot be resolved through permanent war, nor through endless occupation or annexation. It will only end when Israelis and Palestinians can live side by side in their own sovereign, independent states, in peace, security, and dignity," President Yang added. Co-chairs France and Saudi Arabia emphasized the need for the conference to go beyond reaffirming principles and achieve concrete results on the ground. "We must urgently move from words to deeds. We must move from ending the war in Gaza to ending the conflict itself," said Anne-Claire Legendre, Middle East and North Africa advisor to French President Emmanuel Macron. "Faced with the facts on the ground, the prospects of a Palestinian state must be maintained. Irreversible steps and concrete measures for the implementation thereof are necessary." Alongside, she reiterated calls for a lasting ceasefire, an immediate influx of humanitarian aid and the release of hostages. Manal bint Hassan Radwan, head of the Saudi Arabian negotiating team, called the moment historic, stating that the preparatory meeting must chart a course for action, not reflection. "Civilians continue to pay the price of a war that must end immediately. The escalation in the West Bank is equally alarming. Despair grows deeper by the day," she said.